Hello, everyone. Welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. I am so happy to be here with you all. Thank you so much for joining me on this wonderful Tuesday morning. It is January 27th, 2026. We are at the end of January, if you can believe it. It's blowing my mind. We say it every year, don't we? We say it every month. Everything just flies by and it seems to go faster and faster. But I am so excited to be here with you all today. I have something very special planned. I'm going to be going through each of the zodiac signs and giving a little forecast, a little reading for each sign for the month of February with a specific focus on relationships. And I am really looking forward to connecting with all of your energies about this. I normally do a general group reading, and I really love being able to connect with you all that way. And I wanted to go a little deeper and provide a bit more insight and information for everyone. So that's what this hour is going to be. I hope that you find it enlightening and helpful, and I was inspired to do this. I'll tell a quick story before we get into the bulk of our readings. I'll tell a quick story. My husband and I were going through, we're decluttering and purging some of the things in our house, and we were going through an old closet that we haven't looked through in a while, and we found my old phone, which is so funny, the things that you hold on to, right? I think part of it is you just, you know, don't really know what to do with it. But found my old phone, and he took the case off of it, you know, like just one of those protective snap-on cases. And we found a museum ticket in it from one of the first times that we hung out together. I wouldn't call it a date. We were kind of with a group of other people. But back like 7 years ago when we had just met. And it's just such a fascinating little snapshot into life back then, into who I was, into who we were. And I love the little reminders of all the little things that I did to manifest and to invite my future and into my life today, and to say, this feels special. I need to do something. I need to take action. And I think so often we feel frustrated or feel like there's nothing we can do, or that we have to sit quietly and wait, or you know, not many of us are good at sitting quietly and sitting in an action, right? But it just reminded me, and it inspired this reading today of focusing on relationships and focusing on love. And I know we have Valentine's Day coming up in February, so it all felt very synchronistic, but I loved that little reminder of, first of all, like that stage of life, that immediate, when you get shot straight back to that memory and you know what it feels like, smells like, sounds like, right? And how different it is from, I mean, we're married now, we have our son, like it's a very different world than it was when I just met him and I knew there's something so special here, and I was so ready for that and wanted to invite that beautiful love into my life that I knew I could have with him. And so I took the museum ticket and I put it into, like, I didn't ever put anything into the case of my phone, but I put it in the case of my phone, and it was something like, I think we were looking at the dates, it was something like nine or 10 months later, were together, like something, it wasn't like, you know, immediate, but it was that gradual build of us getting to know each other. And it just felt like such a beautiful reminder of what you can do now to invite that dream life into your everyday life, right? To manifest magic and to just to take action, because sometimes it can be as simple as that, and being present in that moment and being very intentional with what you're doing and how you're interacting with your everyday life. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be big and grandiose. It can be so simple, and just having a quiet moment and being intentional with what you have and with who you're interacting with. I love it when it can be so simple. So that was a bit of my inspiration of going into this reading today. And I love being able to connect with each of the signs, and I'm going to see how I do with keeping the flow of keeping this into like under an hour. And if there's time at the end, I'll provide personal readings. If any of you have questions or would like a reading, go ahead and leave that in the chat in YouTube. And I see we already have some people here. Good morning to Quelly, my Bay Area sister. Thanks for being here. I hope you're staying warm. I know you're over in Florida now, and I hope you're staying warm. I hear it's freezing. And for all of you who are dealing with this crazy storm, it looks like it's ending soon. I hope you're all safe and are with loved ones and are warm. And Tara, I'm not sure who you are, if you want to leave your name in the chat so that I can give you a shout out and say hi, but good morning to you as well. Okay, and without further ado, let's jump into this reading. We're going to start with Aquarius, just because that's the sign that we're in, and there's so much Aquarius energy if you look at how our planets are lined up right now, so it just feels a great place to start. I'm using my Mists of Avalon Oracle deck, which is just my favorite way to connect with just general energy. And then for my action card that I'll be throwing for each of you, I have this beautiful Sacred Feminine, Seeds from the Sacred Feminine deck, if you can see that. And I love this deck. It's another Oracle deck, just for action cards of just a simple reminder of what you can do to connect with, ground yourself, let go of things, to connect with your energy, to connect with your loved ones. And it's a wonderful, wonderful action card. So let's jump off with Aquarius. And just a reminder, if make sure you're listening for your sun, your moon, and your rising sign. Maybe one will resonate for you. Maybe these will resonate for you now, and maybe they will halfway through the month or at the end of the month when you're looking back and saying, oh, yeah, well, okay. Sometimes they come out of nowhere and you go, yeah, that's not going to happen, and it pops up. That's just how it goes sometimes. All right. Okay, Aquarius, let's see what we have coming up for you with relationships and love connections for February. We got protection in reverse. I'm just going to throw a couple. We have the hawk in reverse as well. And I did shuffle these. Sometimes it's just heavy reverse energy. And we have the eagle upright. All right. So Aquarius, I'm immediately being pulled towards, it seems like you have a transition coming up when it comes to your relationships and to the people in your life. This doesn't necessarily feel strictly romantic. For some of you, this could be about your romantic relationships, but this also feels like it can apply to friendships, to family members. But there's love there. It really seems like whenever I get both the hawk and the eagle, there's that synchronicity, there's that divine aspect of it. These two paired together are a very powerful combination. But with the hawk in reverse, there's imbalance here. So this transition, this change that you're in the middle of right now, and it seems like it'll be happening right in the middle of February. Like this feels very central. It really does seem like you're being far too protective of yourself. There's no trust here. And it seems like there's a missed opportunity, Aquarius, for you to heal and mend some of these relationships in the middle of this change. And this change feels like it's different for all of you, right? There could be someone moving. There could be a relationship ending. There could be a job changing. There's just a lot of change going on for you in the next few weeks. And you feel safe to me. Let me just throw one more confirmation. You feel safe to me, and this protection feels like it's a habit more than a necessity. And I just threw disruption in reverse, which is just that confirmation for, yeah, you have this change and you need to disrupt the way that you've been handling this, right? The way that you've been protective of yourself. Because the opportunity here that could be missed, I don't want you to miss it, right? I want you to be able to let some of these people in, let them really see you. And it seems like there's some things that you can get off your chest. It feels like there's some things that you can say, gosh, I've been really holding on to this. I'm really worried about this happening. You feel very protective and restricted. I hope that you're able to let go of that fear that I feel you clinging to and just connect with these people in your life because they care for you. You can trust them. It's clear that you're safe. It is clear to me that you are safe. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity for that mending to happen in the middle of this change. And let me just throw an action card for you then, so that you can walk away from this with a very clear motto. You gotta love a motto. I love a motto. Okay, Aquarius. Let's see. We have quest for a new vision. Aren't these cards beautiful? Quest for a new vision. Yeah, within the middle of this change, there's no need to cling on to these old habits, these old patterns. You have all this new coming your way. And it seems like you're so bogged down and caught up in how heavy this change feels, but there's newness on the other side of it. I love that, Aquarius. Quest for a new vision. All right. Let's move on to Pisces. We got to keep this rolling. Okay. Let me see. Oh, Aquelli says her 53rd birthday is this Sunday. Oh, happy birthday, Aquarius. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for sharing that. I didn't know you were an Aquarius, so that's wonderful. I hope that resonated with you. It's Tara. Hi, Tara. Thanks for being here, hon. It's so great to see you. Oh, thanks for letting me know that's you. All right, you guys. And if any of you else want to say hi in the chat, I always love hearing from you. And if you're listening on 1-2 Radio, you can find my chat at youtube.com/@@lifejourneyswithserena, and it'll be the first video right at the top. And come and say hi in the chat. Tara says, this is awesome. I have Aquarius rising. Good. I'm so glad that I hope that helped. Sometimes it's so hard to just kind of open your eyes a little bit and breathe, right? But sometimes that's all you need. So, okay, Pisces, let's see what February with your relationships and love and everything. Everything in relationships has for you, Pisces. We have the Water Fairy, upright. The Raven, upright. Let's see. And the Wasp, reversed. All right. The Wasp, reversed. Okay, Pisces. There's some turmoil here. And it feels raw. Like, it feels really fresh. And you know, the Wasp reverse, that's just so much fresh. There's some animosity. Like, that's the word that's coming to mind. There's some betrayal, even. some anger and jealousy. Like, there's just some really hot emotions going on right now. And it just feels so present. Like, it feels so, like, this may have just happened, like, yesterday or this past weekend, right? Like, there's wounds that are really fresh. Let me see. Yeah. Fire fairy upright. Very fast. The wonderful thing that I'm seeing about this, though, as hard and heavy as this feels, is I see resolution happening quickly. This feels like it's such a big, heavy betrayal right now. And for some of you, it may be. For some of you, it may be time for that change. And for some of you, this also feels like it's, with a bit of time, won't seem as big of a deal, right? So it's important to give yourself that time. Is that with how fast everything is moving with this, it seems like right now I'm feeling that pull to slow down, breathe, ground yourself before taking action. This does not feel like it's time for you to take action. You've got to slow down. You've been moving really fast through this. Yeah. You got the wind fairy here. This, which is just pull, you've got all our elemental fairies coming in that are saying we need that balance. You're so hot and with the water and with the fire fairy that's heavy in your emotions, that's moving fast, that's being spontaneous. And what we need right now is we need the intellect. The wind fairy is all about connecting with your logic. It's connecting, it's slowing down, it's sitting, like, think about how you feel when you get to truly sit and just feel the breeze in your hair or feel the breeze on your skin and feel the sun on your face. Like, you have to slow down before taking action. And that's the main, with this relationship that you have all this turmoil in right now, slow down, don't take that action yet, and just pace yourself. The answer will come really clearly. What the Raven shows me is you have the answer right in front of you. You, on some level, not right now because you're so hot in these feelings, you have the very clear steps of how you need to move forward, whether that's setting boundaries, whether that's forgiving, whether that's having more clarifying conversations, but not in your hot and heavy, heated emotional space, but in this wind fairy grounded, intellectual, logical, rooted space, right? It's very different conversations to have depending on which space you're in. The next steps forward are there for you. You have them. You just need to slow down to be able to see them. Okay, Pisces. I hope that helps. I'm sorry that it feels so whew right now, because like I'm starting to sweat. It feels like it feels like it's really, I've got, like, I'm feeling I can feel how easy it is to get mad about this. Yeah. Give yourself some time. Give yourself a couple of days. Now's not the time for speed. Okay? Let's get an action card for you, Pisces. Talk to Mother Earth. Yeah. Slow it down. Go connect with nature. Look, in the image on the card, she has the wind blowing through her hair. Yeah. Talk to Mother Nature. Talk to Earth. Go sit in the dirt somewhere. Put your feet in the ocean. However, I mean, I know it's freezing outside for a lot of you right now, but connect with nature somehow. If it's so, go take a hot bath, right? Water is so grounding. Go connect with nature. Slow down, and clarity will come. Okay, Pisces? All right, let's keep this moving. We got to get on to Aries. Let's see what Aries has coming for relationships and love in February. Okay, Aries. Ooh. Yeah. Okay. We have the King reversed. Oh, wow, okay. I'm already getting flooded with, okay. The Serpent reversed, yep. And the Frog upright. Okay. Okay. So I'm immediately getting there's an imbalance going on here. It seems like in your main relationships, and this does feel mainly connected to love, though there could be some sibling. For some of you, this could be a sibling. This could be also a partnership at work. But for most, like, there's some variety here for you, Aries. But for most of you, this feels really tied to a romantic connection. And I'm seeing that issue is tied to gender roles, right? Or expectation. Or, like, the king reversed it. There's something about, you know, whether you're clashing when it comes to where you thrive, right, and what your strengths are, and maybe that doesn't line up with what your partner's expectations are of you. There's, and it seems like there's mainly the main issue here is about communication, right? When I see the serpent reversed, that communication is what we're missing, and because it's about miscommunication. Serpent's all about knowledge and there's opportunity for healing, but when it's reversed, there's miscommunication happening. And there's opportunity for clarity, right? There's opportunity here when we have the frog. The frog is all about cleaning your house. It's all about letting go of baggage that does not serve you anymore. It's all about clearing things up, right? And so when it comes to this imbalance that you're experiencing, it really seems like you just need to have a chat. Just go have a conversation, whether this is your partner or your business partner or your sibling or whatever this is. Aries, you need to have a chat with this individual and say, because they're feeling it too. This doesn't seem like it's something that you're experiencing in isolation. There's frustration on their end too, and you just need to have a chat about it. And I see it going well. Yeah. We got the hawk. The hawk is all about omens and messages and communication. And I see you also being able to find agreement fairly quickly. And you need to have that clear clarity through communication. All the C's are coming through, okay. And it doesn't have to be too serious. It's almost like you have strengths. You have strengths that can support each other. And the only reason I went straight to gender roles and everything there is because it's almost like the expectations aren't yours, but they're what people have told you to expect, or it's this idea of what society thinks you should be doing or what other people think you should be doing. Like, there's something here about other people's expectations that you have taken on as your own, but you don't actually believe. Like, there's a lot of misconception going on here. So make sure that when you do show up for this conversation, you're able to just kind of say, this is what I want, and ask them, what do you want? Not what do you think we should be doing? What do you think we should be expecting? What do you want? And that feels like that's the question that needs to be asked in order to have that clarity, is what do you want? What do I want? Let everything else go. And then you can find harmony and realize your strengths really, you know, complement each other really well. And it feels quick. It feels like a quick conversation. It doesn't have to be big and heavy. It starts to feel like it's getting into a heavy thing of, oh, but I'm supposed to be doing this, or, you know, I've been told I'm good at this my whole life. Breathe, slow it down, and say, okay, sure, but what do you want, right? Just keep redirecting it. It may take a couple times. Keep redirecting it to, what do you want? Here's what I want. And if they're not ready to have the what do you want conversation, then give them some time. Say, hey, think about it. Let's chat tomorrow or next week, or, you know, whatever works. Because it feels like, the answer is right there in front of you. Okay, let's get an action card for you, Aries, and see what your motto should be for Aries. We've got follow the cycles. Okay, follow the cycles. I love this card because it really does simplify everything, whether you're talking about cycles in nature, or cycles throughout the day, the rhythms and the patterns you get, or as a woman following your internal monthly cycle, there's something that's so primal and simple about it that kind of allows all the complications and miscommunication and everything to not be as it can't impact as much if all you're doing is focusing on following the cycles. Because there's so much wisdom that sits there. So Aries, that's your focus. Follow the cycles for the month of February. When in doubt, if all this seems too complicated, just go back to the cycles. What are the patterns you're noticing? The natural patterns around you. All right, Taurus. Taurus, let's take a look at what you have for the month of February. We're doing okay on time. Okay, great. Month of February, relationships and love. Let's see for Taurus. Oh, wow. We just got two cards right away. We have the spider reversed. And we have fear reversed. And movement reversed. Okay, the first thing I'm getting is that you feel stuck. Like, you feel stuck in a pattern or in, like, it's like you've convinced yourself you don't have the ability to change your reality or something like that. Or maybe that's something that's been coming into your mind of going, gosh, I wish I could just change this. Or I wish I could just experience something new. And it seems like there's also fear here of the unknown, fear of newness. But you're not looking at it head on. When I see fear in reversed, it's like you're in denial of the things that you're afraid of, right? And if you admit that you're afraid of these things, what does that mean about you, right? Maybe you're so excited about this new chapter that's ahead of you with this relationship, maybe with a relationship ending, with this new experience that you have. This does feel like it's tied to a relationship for most of you. But with this ending that's going on, it's like because you've been so excited about this ending or because you're optimistic, you can't also be afraid. But we are dynamic people. We need to acknowledge that there's fear there. And what's so clear to me in seeing this, it's so clear to me that there's movement and harmony waiting for you. You just need to get a little creative with it. I love this card. The spider is one of my favorites. The spider is all about creativity. It's all about creating something out of nothing. Think about how beautiful spider webs are and how they are often created in one day or overnight and then swept away in the wind the next day. There is something so beautiful about how temporary they are, but how beautiful they are in their temporariness, you know? And so it's there's something beautiful about change within this for you, Taurus. And let's get one more. Yeah. We have the swan reversed. And the swan is transformation. The swan is looking at your transformation head on. It's about also trusting your intuition through change. And I'm really being pulled to just invite you, Taurus, to play within this change. Play. Play with the opportunities that you have. Play with how creative you can get. Try new things. And be honest with yourself about what you're afraid of. When you can truly look at your fear, you free yourself. So look at your fear head on and stop hiding from it. It's okay to be afraid. Do things scared. How exciting is that when you get to just do things scared? It's beautiful. All right, Taurus, let's get an action card for you. See what our sacred feminine deck has to say. Get it all up. All right. Action card for Taurus. We have taste something sweet. Oh, I love this for you, Taurus. Taste something sweet. Truly be in the moment when you try that new food. Try something new. Try something you never tasted before. talk about creative play, right? Go try something new or taste something that you love that you haven't had in forever. Go make that pot of brownies or go to that bakery that you've always wanted to try or indulge. Just let yourself have something that truly satisfies you. There's something that is so healing and wonderful about food, which you all know I talk about a fair amount. I love the opportunities of healing and just being present that sits in our relationship with food. So, Taurus, taste something sweet. I hope that resonated. All right, we are moving on to Gemini. Let's see. Oop, Gemini, your cards are jumping out. We've got the Merlin. What a beautiful way to start this reading. We have the Merlin upright for Gemini's February relationship and love reading. We have protection in reverse. And focus upright. I'm going to throw one more for you, Gemini. And the Serpent. Okay, upright. Okay, so Gemini, let me see. Okay. There's a lot of potential that I'm feeling here. It's like within this relationship, it feels like you are frustrated because you can feel how great this could be, but you keep taking like 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. Like it seems like there's that kind of dance going on. And the invitation that I'm being pulled to mention here that I see with the Merlin, because we have the Merlin here as well, and I feel your frustration around this dance that you have going on where it feels like you're making progress, you're taking those big steps in this relationship, but then you have an argument, or then there's miscommunication, or then, I don't know, like, timing doesn't line up, right? Like, whatever it is that is that two steps forward, 3 steps back, whatever that kind of dynamic is. And I feel how frustrated you are with this, but to me, and the invitation I have here for you is to readjust the way that you're looking at it and recognize it as balance. This isn't bad that you have 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, and 1 step forward, 5 steps back, or whatever that ends up being. I understand how frustrating that can be, but it really feels like there is potential for, like, this actually is just balance that is being integrated into your relationship. If you were to just go 3 steps forward, 5 steps forward, 6 steps forward, like, you wouldn't grow together. You'd go too fast too, right? Isn't that true? You would go far too fast and you wouldn't be able to keep up with it because you wouldn't have that time to learn about how each other functions in the middle of conflict or how you can support each other through hard times. And again, this could be about a romantic relationship. This could be about a friendship. This could be about a relationship within your family, right? You think you're making so much progress and then you get, I feel you getting stuck on this frustration and being like, yes, but it's been like this for so long. It is not time for you guys just to skyrocket forward with that speed. You need to have this balance right now. And it feels like it's going to go on for a little while. And it's going to keep being frustrating if you look at it that way. But if you're able to readjust your focus, if you're able to readjust the way, your perception and the way that you see this, and there's an ego thing here too of being like, yes, but I know I'm capable of this perfect relationship that's coming up. Or I know I'm capable and they're capable of communicating better. Or, you know, all these things are popping up like that. And you feel very protective of this relationship and wanting it to be perfect. But that's not going to serve you. That's going to crash and burn this relationship if you don't truly look at the beauty of being able to slow down this way, and the beauty of being able to learn about each other through conflict. Because there's the serpent holds all of our knowledge and healing, and you have the serpent upright. There's beauty here through this dynamic that you have of moving forward and being pulled back and everything. And this doesn't feel like this is wasting time or moving things backwards or anything like that. This really clearly feels like opportunities to bond and to know each other better and to grow through it. So the main thing that I see here for you, Gemini, is shift your perspective. Shift your perspective. It doesn't have to be frustrating. I understand that it is. It doesn't have to be frustrating if you see it as an opportunity for growth and for healing and for getting closer. Let's see your action card. We have put your hands in the dirt. Put your hands in the dirt. You could do this very literally. I always advise it. Go walk around barefoot in the dirt. Go plant some, we're, you know, getting close to being able to plant some seedlings and grow something. But, and maybe that is a great actually analogy for this. When you are growing a plant, you have, you know, so much progress that's so exciting at first, and then maybe there's a disease that pops up and you have to go and figure out how you can support the plant more. And, you know, it's never just a straight, you know, plant, growth, fruit. Right? It never just goes that way, even though that's what we hope for. You always need to show up and support it a little more. Maybe you're watering it too much. Maybe it's not getting enough compost. Maybe it's, you know, like all these things. Put your hands in the dirt, realize that this is happening as it's supposed to be, and see what you can do to support each other through these challenges. All right, Gemini, let's move on to Cancer. And I may have to pick up the pace a little bit because I'm realizing we're possibly running a little. Okay. Cancer. Let's go. February relationships. We've got, okay, movement upright this time. I'll put some cards in. Okay. Cancer for February. Communication in reverse. And love in reverse. All right. So what Cancer, it feels, I feel your frustration again. This just feels like there's a lot of, it feels like you've been really trying to communicate and know that there's been, it's like you're aware that there's been struggles there within your communication for a while. And you've been putting active effort into communicating better. And you've been making movement. But it's like you're not making progress as quickly as you'd hoped. Like, I feel that frustration. Even though you're putting effort into it. Yeah, and I see, and we have the King upright. I see you taking very clear and structured approach to this. It seems like you've really been putting effort. But you feel almost too rigid for it. It's like you need to accept that within communication, within relationships, within friendships, you need to sometimes just let it flow. Like you can't be too intense and rigid about the whole thing. We have the Deer for gentleness. Being able to give each other grace through this. Like, this is a big invitation for you to just kind of relax. And I love the effort you're putting into your communication. But you've got to breathe a little bit through it. If you're going to continue to be this rigid and clenched about the whole thing and so strict about it, then there's fear and there's worry that comes with that too. You need to have balance. You need to give each other grace and be gentle with yourself and gentle with this other person. Yeah. There you go. Enough said. There you go, Cancer. That's the message. Be gentle. Relax a little bit. Keep focusing on this communication. Keep working through it. You're making great progress. But just do it in love, right? Do it in understanding and grace for each other. And that's where your success sits. All right. Let's see an action card for Cancer. Oh, you also got Taste Something Sweet. Say something sweet. If you're struggling with this communication and having a hard time, go have some chocolate. Maybe that's the key that you need to make this work go. Bond together through that love of something, that love that you share. Take something sweet. I just love that card anyways. Okay, Leo, let's see what we have coming up for you. For February in relationships, we have the Goblin upright. The Wasp, okay, upright as well. Whew, Leo, okay, let's see. And we have the Butterfly upright. Okay. So, Leo, I'm immediately, like, you feel, you feel really angry. There's a lot of, and I know with everything going on astrologically and in our world, I know there's been a lot of bumping heads just across the board for everybody. And it seems like, Leo, you may be taking some things personally that don't actually apply to you. Like, it seems you may need to, this feels like an invitation to step back and realize that this isn't all about you. Like, this, it seems like you're taking things personally that don't actually apply to you, and it's making things harder. Like, that frustration is palpable. But you're making it harder than it needs to be is really what's clear to me, Leo. Yeah, the mystery, this is my big confirmation card that I'm on the right read. When everyone's like, am I reading this the right way? Am I interpreting this correctly? That's my, yep, you are. Yeah, it really, Leo, it seems like you have taken something on, maybe it's something that you've taken on as your own mission, like your own, you feel very focused and very passionate about this, but it's not all about you. And you're missing the bigger picture because of this. And when we see the Goblin, I love this card. This card's always so hard to really see head on, to face, because it's the wounded human ego. It's putting yourself in situations you don't need to be in. It's taking things personally you don't need to. It's when you get this card, it's, whew, I really need to look at myself right now, because this may be all my ego, right? So I just, Leo, breathe, take a step back, and recognize it's not all about you. You may be missing the support that you can give your loved ones right now because you're so caught up in your own frustration and your own hurt. And it's you have every right to be hurt and you have every right to be frustrated, but there's also something you're not seeing clearly because you're so caught up in it, when it also isn't all about you. Like, that's really what's coming through. All right, let's get an action card for you, Leo. We have, whoo! You are not a victim. Gosh, I love it when this happens. You are not a victim. All right. There you go, Leo. Enough said. We don't need to go further into that. That's your motto. You're not a victim. Go support your people. You got this. Give yourself love. Give your people love. It's not all about you. You're not a victim. And what I feel, a relief once you can really feel that. It feels maybe a little intense, but I feel you experiencing relief once you can truly accept that and see it. So I hope that helps. Oh, and I see Suzanne is here. Thank you so much for joining me, Suzanne. It's wonderful to be live. All right, Virgo, let's keep it going. Virgo, what do you have for love and relationships in February? We have love. We have the Dog reversed. And Wealth reversed. Okay. So immediately it feels like there's some clashing that's happening here, Virgo, for expectations. Like, it really, I'm immediately going into, because, you know, the Dog is all about loyalty. It's all about unconditional love. It's all, you know, man's best friend. It's all about just like that devotion. And it almost seems like you're in this relationship, or you have this bond, and you have this expectation for everything just to be going swimmingly, right? To just, like the word devout is coming into mind. And it's all, it seems like you may be, you have such high expectations for this relationship. And I see great potential in this relationship. This feels yummy. Like, this feels like a wonderful bond that you have. And there is great, great potential. And there's wealth waiting for you. Yeah. The wealth of this, of the potential in this relationship is there for you. But your expectations right now are burdening this connection. And if you're able to look at that head on and say, okay, maybe I need to take a step back and chill out a little bit, which, Virgo, I know it can be hard to do. But that's the key. That's the key to be able to find success and longevity within this bond. The wealth that sits in this love, it's just, it's beautiful what sits here for your relationship. But you may strangle it with these expectations. And by stepping back a little bit and being able to just, being able to just let things go, let it flow, see where this connection takes you, because this feels young. This feels like this relationship is new, or for some of you, it could be a new stage in an older relationship, right? Like, there's newness here, and you're going in with crazy high expectations. It almost feels like that big New Year's resolution. Your expectations are so high, and you crash and burn because you set yourself up for failure. Like, it almost feels that big. Okay, and we had a card jump right out the deck for you. Honor your emotions, Virgo. Honor your emotions. Slow it down. Honor your emotions. These expectations are beautiful that you have, but you're not being realistic with it. And so honor your emotions and honor these desires, Virgo, but breathe through it, because you need to take a deep breath here. All right, and I'm going to speed up. We're running out of time. All right, Libra, February. We have restriction, the serpent reversed, and the Grail Knight upright. Okay, so again, I'm being pulled to miscommunication, Libra. This really seems like there's miscommunication here around, specifically about romance. Like, there's miscommunication here about your romance, about maybe, oh, interesting. There's miscommunication around, like, your love language. The way that you show love and the way that this person shows their love. And it seems like because you're, Libra, it feels like because you're trying so hard to understand in a very logical way what this person's love language is, how they show their love. You feel like you're so intense about the way that you're trying to make this work in a way that it's restricting you. And again, you've got to just sit back and observe, and to connect and to see what happens. There's beauty, yeah. There's beauty waiting for you when you sit back and you just allow yourself to truly be with this person rather than trying to logically understand every single thing. And I feel like your love languages are actually really compatible. But if you logic your way through that, then you miss the compatibility, right? And love language is coming through so strongly as, like, whether it's your physical touch is your love language, or, you know, acts of service, or, you know, all those categories that you can have. Maybe have that open conversation and say, hey, this is my love language. What's yours? Don't make it too complicated. Just have the conversation rather than trying to secretly figure it out, Libra. That's really what it feels like is needed. And just observe. Sit back and observe. And demonstrate also just through being. Make a sacred space is your action card. Make a sacred space. Create space for this conversation. Make a sacred space. Have that physicality of this. There's something that's really simple, clear cut. Here. Okay, we got three more, you guys. Scorpio, February. We have the Goblin, again, in reverse. Okay, Scorpio. We have the Frog, upright. And the Bee. Okay. Okay, so Scorpio, it seems like you have the best intention of setting things straight. Like, there's some clarity that's needed, and you have the best intention of looking at yourself head on and addressing these things and letting go of things that no longer serve you. You feel very organized about this, Scorpio. And you're on the right track. Like, I think the thing that I'm seeing here is actually you're on the right track. You're doing great. And yeah, you got the Fire Fairy here for you. You're doing great. You actually, it seems like you're maybe being a little too careful with it. You can have this conversation now. Like, I'm getting all the confirmation here that you can have this conversation now. You've done the work. You can show up and have this conversation, and I see it going really well. Because it seems like you've been really cautious and really careful and very careful with everyone's feelings, which is beautiful. I love that you've been so careful and gentle. And you've done the work. Reward yourself with having this conversation and letting it go, okay? Okay, Scorpio, I hope that resonates. And take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. You're doing great. You're doing great, Scorpio. You really are. All right, Sag. Sagittarius. Let's see what we've got for February. For Sagittarius. Got the Dragon, upright. The Horse, reversed. Oop, sorry. And Perception, reversed. All right, Sag. So immediately, this is pulling me straight towards you're not being honest about the help that you need. Like, you're sitting here in your really powerful stance. You are so confident. You're so empowered. You're like, I've got my system down. I feel good. But you're falling short in some places, and you're not being honest about the support that you need. And I know that it can be so hard to be honest about needing to ask help in that moment. It can be so hard. But, like, listen to me, Sag. You're in a safe space. I see you have the people around you that need, whether it's your romantic partner, your friendships, your family, your work relationships. You're in a good space where you can ask for help and be heard. Stop worrying about how you're seen, because you are definitely seen as this got it together, powerful dragon. The dragon's all about strength, and it's all about power. You're there. You will not be judged for asking for help. There you go. That's your message. You will not be judged for asking for help. All right, let's throw you a confirmation card, Sag. Play a drum. Ask for help. Make the noise. Do it. Make the noise. Play a drum. Connect with the people around you and ask for help. You've got this. You're safe. Okay, Capricorn, let's wrap this up. Capricorn, February. We've got the Mystery reversed. We've got the Wasp reversed. Yeah, more of that just angst that I'm picking up on for a lot of you. And the Fire Fairy. Okay, so what I'm immediately getting for you, Cap, is that you are right to be mad. Whew. So far, no one else has really been right to be mad. But right now, Capricorn, you have every right to be angry. And I don't want to encourage you to sit in this anger for too long. It's almost like you just need permission to say, nope, you handled this well. You're pissed, and that's okay. And now you can let it go. Like, I see this being resolved quickly. We have speed here. And you do not need to sit in this for much longer, but you can find resolution through accepting that this happened. You're going to adjust and pivot based off of how you've been treated in this relationship and based off of how your trust has been treated. There's betrayal here. There's anger here. I could absolutely feel that. You have every right to feel that way. You're on the right path here with this, because change is needed, and you are the one who's going to bring that change. Okay, Capricorn, you are. All right. Let's get your action card, Capricorn. Let's see. We have let yourself rage, howl, and wail. Woo! Okay, Cap. There you go. Let yourself rage, howl, and wail, and then move on. Right? There you go. All right, you guys, I'm going to respond to everyone in the chat after this. We have a big lineup today for radio. We have Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks. We have Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. And then we have the Katie Weaver Show. Please go check out 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen. I've talked right up to the end of the hour. Thank you for being here with me today, you guys. I am so looking forward to being with you all next week at 8 a.m. Pacific time. I hope this resonated. Leave a comment if it did. And I think I'll be doing this again. This was a lot of fun. All right, you guys. Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Thanks, you guys.